yeah, that looks absolutely fine. So I'm going to hold that there so we can hear it. So I'm here at the Mountbatten stand at the Isle of Wight Festival with Charlotte, who is leading the charge with the sunflowers. Charlotte, why are Mountbatten at the Isle of Wight Festival?
So we've been very fortunate to be invited to the Isle of Wight Festival for many years by John and Caroline Giddings, for which we're always really grateful. As most people know, our hospice site is just on the other side of Fairlie on Halbury Lane. In the evenings during the festival, our patients who are in our 16-bed inpatient unit can hear those that are performing here, and it's such an amazing feeling to be a part of that. As I said, we have 16 beds at our hospice site here, but we also support up to 2,000 people on any one day who are choosing to receive treatment or die at home with their families. Here today and over the weekend, we have 30 volunteers each day supporting a mixture of volunteers and staff. We have a couple of our ward nurses and community nurses here as well taking part. It's fantastic. If I can share a brief story. So we have a patient who's been given special access this weekend to come and watch her daughter perform on platform one, which has been an amazing experience for all of us involved. Making small things like that, that seem small to us, happen has a massive impact for those that we support.
Yeah, it's so lovely to hear that the Isle of Wight Festival, even though it is a big commercial venture, is still very much at the heart of the Isle of Wight community, isn't it? There's an awful lot of local charities here, including yourselves, and actually there's a lot going on to support the Isle of Wight, both the economy and, like you say, the community. It's a big fundraiser for you, isn't it?
It is.
A sea of sunflowers out there. How much are you hoping to raise this weekend?
Well, so we obviously had a really successful Walk the Wight, as you probably know. And this year at the festival, that trend isn't stopping. On our first day at the festival yesterday, we raised over £20,000.
That is just amazing.
Phenomenal.
That is, what a great effort.
It really is. People here are just so generous. They are sharing their stories with us, reasons why they're supporting, and it blows our minds. We have lots of stock here as well that's been handmade by our lovely knit and natter ladies who come up to the hospice every Thursday. All of our crocheted and knitted items are all handmade by them, and they've been flying out.
I've really noticed that this year, because there's the sunflowers and the umbrellas that are a staple every year, aren't there?
Absolutely.
But yeah, there's lots of really lovely extras.
There are, yeah.
Are you expecting a big demand for the umbrellas tomorrow?
Yes, so we had a huge demand for them yesterday, everyone waiting in the queues
for the sunshine.
For the sun. If the rain does come as it's planned, then we will have people with umbrellas.
So maybe next year sunflower wellies might be your order.
We're always looking to
diversify. I'll give you that idea for free.
Absolutely.
And so over 30 volunteers each day, they don't get to see an awful lot of the festival, do they? Because they are really busy.
They are, yeah. A lot of people think, oh, I'll help out at the festival. But it's a hard three days. Our volunteers, we ask them to be available for the entire weekend. So they do each day. They cover the whole entire site. We obviously have our stand here, our Mountbatten tent, but they do. They go all as far down to the main stage, as far up to the camping, selling our merchandise. And, you know, some of them even made their own Mountbatten trolleys to put around.
Well, you don't raise 20,000 in a day by standing still, do you?
No,
that's for sure.
Absolutely not.
So, an absolutely amazing effort.
Yeah.
I'm going to take some pictures, which we will put up on the website, because I want people to see what is going on behind the scenes here, because it truly is a production line and there's a lot of people working really hard in there who you won't even see if you're passing the stand.
No, absolutely.
So absolute, you know, hats off to them. They are doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
And it's so lovely to support Mountbatten. And at Vectus Radio, obviously, you are always welcome to come and tell us what you're up to.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great festival. Are you going to sneak out and see anybody at all, do you think?
Robbie Williams.
Oh, everybody.
if we get Robbie wearing one of our sunflowers, I mean, that.
I'm asking everybody who they'd like to see. And it's been unanimous. Robbie Williams. So, Mr. Williams, if you're listening, come on down to the Mountbatten tent. Anyway, thank you so much. Have a great festival.